I know a lot of good Christians and nice white people troubled by the disparity they see in our world. They can see the segregation that still structures our neighborhoods, and this disappoints them. They recognize the struggles of urban youth and feel bad that such tragedies as failing schools, gang violence, and drugs still plague our communities. They make service trips to the inner city or reservations to try to help people. The escalation of police brutality toward people of color and the strains on our national psyche 50 years after the height of the civil rights movement genuinely trouble them. It is with sadness that they see our non-Christian neighbors targeted and subjected to suspicion. They wish our world was different. But most among my good white Christian friends do not see very clearly the way the disparity and injustice we experience today has been legislated by the United States since the beginning of its history. They see these as problems of the inner city, or the black community, or immigrants, but they do not necessarily see these problems as their own. Many may recognize vaguely that our current conditions are the result of generational dispossession. But few among us have been given the tools to analyze our world critically. Those good white Christians involved in service work to the impoverished believe they are doing what they can to support those who are struggling, but they often see this work as a charitable opportunity for the virtuous among us to give of themselves to help the less fortunate. It is Christ-like to help those in need, but after my service hours are up, I return to the comforts of my white life. After all, it's their problem. I tried to help, but I can't do everything. The project of this book stems from my role in Fordham University's Dorothy Day Center for Service and Justice. As the faculty director of the Service Learning Program for undergraduates, I worked alongside my social work and sociology colleagues to help students not only reach out to our local community, to analyze the conditions they encountered there. As a predominantly white institution in the poorest urban congressional district, whose demographic is largely Latino and Black, the work of good white Christians revealed to me the challenges that solidarity and Christian love poses. If good white Christians want to see changes in the world toward racial harmony, they must work for racial justice. Justice will not come from individual acts of charity, but will require the transformation of our social structures. Transforming unjust social structures is not their problem alone, but ours together. The first aim of this book is to link our present realities of disparity to the generational dispossession legislated in America's past, and to see the problem of racial disparity and racialized unrest as our problem. Within this broad project, a second aim is to trace the way Christian thought had a part in creating the racialized legislation by which people of color were dispossessed. As a Christian theologian, whose primary area of research has been how Christian theology has thought about people of other faiths, I am interested in calling to task not only good white Christians in seeing our role in creating the conditions of dispossession, but also calling to task good white theologians to see our role in creating the narratives that made this dispossession seem reasonable, even ordained by God. The most lofty aim of the book is to rethink Christian symbolism that might guide good white Christians and perhaps others in undoing the sins of the past and contributing to a world of racial justice. There are no doubt limits to my work. I am a white theologian inhabiting a white habitus. I was raised in a white neighborhood, found my theological voice in a white church, and continue to experience the spatial impacts of racial separation. Shaped too often by the racially homogenous networks of a predominantly white neighborhood and earning my living teaching at a predominantly white institution, most of my closest friendships, intimate relationships, and sustained theological conversations are among white people.